The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, as we mentioned earlier, the Taoiseach Simon Harris has been in Ukraine today. He met with the Ukrainian Prime Minister Volodymyr Zelensky. Our chief reporter Barry White joins us from Kyiv now. Barry, I understand the two leaders signed a joint memorandum. Is that right?
Hi, Kieran. Good evening. Yeah, like you say, the Taoiseach Simon Harris and the Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky met earlier today. They held a joint press conference and they signed a joint agreement. And this deal includes common work on demining Ukraine, which will save Ukrainian lives, where the deal also includes common work on cybersecurity. There's also a 36 million euro package for Ukraine that has been announced by the Irish government. This money will go towards helping victims of gender-based violence. It'll also help to return abducted children. It'll go towards the construction of prefab homes for refugees. And Simon Harris was in Kyiv today, looking at some of these homes that have been built for refugees. And earlier, Kieran, there was a round of applause from onlookers as the memorandum was signed by both President Zelensky and Simon Harris.
We commence the signing ceremony of the agreement on support for Ukraine and cooperation between Ukraine and Ireland. From the part of Ukraine, the agreement to be signed by the President of Ukraine, Volodymyr Zelensky. From the part of Ireland, the agreement to be signed by the Taoiseach of Ireland, Simon Harris.
All right, that is the announcement of the signature of that memorandum, as Barry said. So Barry, both the Taoiseach and President Zelensky spoke, I understand, in and around the signing about that close relationship that now exists between the countries.
Yeah, they held a joint press conference earlier today, and they said that the Taoiseach said that Ukrainian refugees fleeing the country's war with Russia will always be welcome in Ireland. And he mentioned that there are 109,000 Ukrainians now living in Ireland, 2% of the Irish population. Well, Simon Harris also discussed with the Ukrainian president how to strengthen existing sanctions Western countries have placed in Russia and Ukraine's bid to become a member of the European Union. The Taoiseach says he wants to see Ukraine become part of the EU. And here's what Simon Harris said at the press conference earlier.
Ireland will always continue to support people from Ukraine. We have seen around 109,000 people come from Ukraine, around 2% of our population. Since the start of the war. Obviously, numbers fluctuate, people come, people leave, but around 109,000 people. They have made an incredibly positive contribution to Irish society, and they have been embraced and welcomed by communities big and large across our island. Of course, we always keep our refugee systems under review in terms of ensuring their sustainability. But the only changes that come in relate to people who have access to free accommodation, free food, free utilities, and obviously a right to work in our country as well.
All right, that's what the Taoiseach had to say. What else did he do when he was there? What did he visit?
Yeah, Kieran, so we arrived here just before 7 o'clock this morning, the Taoiseach and a group of journalists. We travelled overnight into Ukraine on an overnight train from southeastern Poland. The first place the Taoiseach visited was a town in the Kyiv Oblast region, which had been occupied and heavily bombed by Russian forces during the initial weeks of Moscow's full-scale invasion. In this area, there's high-rise buildings that have just been destroyed. There was dozens of people who have been killed here at the start of the invasion. The Taoiseach was also given a tour of this residential area, as I say, that was just badly damaged by Russian shelling in the initial weeks of the war. The Taoiseach was also given a tour of a creche facility, which has been rebuilt following shelling damage. Later, at a second location in the Kyiv region, the Taoiseach met an elderly couple whose home had been destroyed by Russian bombs during those first weeks. The couple now live in a modular home, which is part of a project funded by the UN's Refugee Agency, along with funding from Irish Aid. And in total, 50 modular homes in the Kyiv region have been built as a result of €1.5 million funding from the Irish government.
Okay, so listen, you've been with him through all of those visits, Barry. You've been there throughout the day, kind of through Eastern Ukraine and in Kyiv as well. I mean, what's your sense of the place? What is day-to-day life like in Kyiv? Is it like we see on our TV screens?
It's not. It's a beautiful city, Kieran. The architecture is beautiful, and I would say this would have been a beautiful place to come even on a holiday before the war started. But people here are just trying to get on with their lives as normal. I saw people walking, cycling and driving to work this morning. And Kyiv city centre is pretty busy. Businesses are still open, hotels, coffee shops, restaurants, hairdressers, you name it. But, you know, while they're trying to get on with their lives as normal, it's not normal. There's army checkpoints everywhere spread throughout the city. There's police everywhere. I've seen police stopping cars today and searching cars and, you know, checking underneath cars. So while people are showing a real resilience here and trying to get on with their lives, it's still very difficult for Ukrainians. For example, this morning, there was an air raid alert signaled in the early hours of this morning, and people had to shelter in bunkers. And I'm told that this has become part of people's daily lives here. There's nearly air raid sirens every other day. And although people are trying to get on with their lives as normal, Kieran, that can all change in the blink of an eye, as was seen in the last couple of days. Seven people, including a mother and her three children, were killed in a Russian missile strike in Lviv in the early hours of this morning. And Lviv would just be like Kyiv. People, there'd be businesses open there. There'd be people going on with their daily lives. But then all of a sudden, there's an attack and you have civilians getting killed. Well, yesterday morning, over 50 people were killed in the city of Poltava, which is just east of Kyiv. So, yeah, this has been a really painful week for Ukraine, despite people trying to get on with their lives as normal.
Barry White in Kyiv. Barry, thank you very, very much for that report.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.